This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palta. Five people were killed in an attack on a church west of Johannesburg, South Africa, Saturday. Police say some of the attackers took hostages who were later freed. Officers arrested around 40 people and seized 40 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, and handguns related to the attack on the International Pentecost Holiness Church in Zurbekum. Local media reported one potential motive for the attack is a power struggle at the church between rival factions. Hong Kong's pro-democracy politicians and activists urged people to vote this weekend in informal primary elections. They're choosing candidates who could run for legislative council seats in September. Members of Hong Kong's opposition camp set up hundreds of polling booths Saturday, despite warnings from authorities that could violate a new security law imposed by China. Beijing enacted the law on June 30th in response to Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement. It sparked widespread concern that freedoms granted to the semi-autonomous territory in 1997 will be crushed. The Get Out the Vote campaign is an informally organized effort to select democracy candidates who have the best chance of capturing legislative council seats. Democracy candidates would need to win more than 35 of the 70 council seats to regain the power to block government proposals. President Donald Trump has commuted the sentence of his longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone. Stone was convicted of lying under oath and obstruction during the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and had been sentenced to serve 3 years and 4 months. Follow this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.